You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I remember walking around the court square sidewalks, looking in the windows, things I couldn't want. There's Johnson's Hardware and Morgan's Jewelry, and the Ole King's Apothecary. They were the little man, the little man. I go back now, the stores are empty. Seminole Coat signed in 1950. Boarded up like they never existed.
Just about the only thing that's gone right this morning is that the gunner answered a Skype call. What's going on, man? How are you?
What's going on?
Nothing. Nothing. There's something wrong with the website, so I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, with AMR?
Yeah. So I gotta. I don't know. I gotta
be an hack.
Exactly.
Chinese. Listening.
No, the VA.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You know, the Boston Globe and the Associated or USA Today wrote a story, Mike, about just a guy suffering from malnutrition. He had an open trauma wound to his leg, bed sores, blah 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 blah.
In the VA.
At a VA home, right? Like so, a VA, you know, senior citizen's home. Yeah, in the VA. Like, and so my thought was like, okay, we've seen this story before, right?
Right.
And so at what point do we stop, do the VSOs, like the Legion, the VFW, AMVETS, all these guys who are now crying, this is wrong, this is, well, no shit, man, we know it's wrong, and we know we've seen it before. At what time do you take a little bit of the money that you're shaving off, right?
Whoa.
I know.
Now you're speaking crazy shit.
Right, and say, hey, Gunner, on your way to Houston, you know, in the next couple of weeks, or on your way to Dallas, or when you're out and about, do you think you could swing by Sweet Chestnut Veterans Home over there in South End of Fort Worth and just stick your nose around and say hi to a few guys? Is that too difficult to see how things are going, to exercise some level of exterior oversight? Because asking the VA, right, to supervise themselves doesn't appear to me to be working. I know, I could be crazy and wrong, but
no, you're sounding like you need help.
I know. And so the all right, so anyway.
Yeah, you sound crazy today.
So it's like, and so but it, so then the as the story goes, they get indignant, right? Our elected officials are indignant. How could the people that have laid their lives on the line be treated like this? It's happening all the time. I mean, they just dusted off the story, changed the location, and they just changed the quotation, the name on your quotation, too, because the last time you weren't elected, it was another guy.
Yep.
So, anyway.
Yep. That's the world we live in.
That's
And so you would... This question would be answered as you watch the Clinton affair last night. Because you see what America is going to. Did you watch it last night? Tell me you watched it.
I did not.
Oh, tell me you're going to watch it at least when they're done.
It's going to make me angry.
It's going to make you angry.
Yes.
But it's going to open your eyes to, like, it's going to further give you a position of really how screwed this place is up, how screwed this is up, or screwed up we are. I mean, it's just, I mean, the whole time I'm literally doing the, what?
So, and you're not a guy that likes to do what?
No.
So why,
and, you know,
why,
like I said,
why
I am,
are you subjecting yourself to this?
Because I need to see it for myself. I mean, they got this guy on tape. And they have Ken Starr, who's actually, you know, in the documentary, and he's talking. And he says at one point, he was hoping that the president wouldn't perjure himself. And then all of a sudden, you know, they do the thing, and then he comes back to him, and he's got that smirk on his face. He goes, well, I hope he didn't. But, you know, and now they got to proceed. Or when they they had to show up in the middle of the night to get a blood sample from, you know, the President of the United States for the DNA. And, you know, and he's upset and he's furious. You know, that's a position I would have loved to been in. You know, because you walk in there and it doesn't matter how senior or what your position are. If you are wrong, you're wrong. And, you know, I would have loved to, like, I'm the President of the United States. How dare you? Shut up or I'm going to knock your ass out and take your blood from you.
You can't say that to the President of the United
States.
Why
not? What is that? Treason?
No, it's not treason.
You can't yell at the President?
No, it's just disrespectful. You can't. We won't send you out there.
So you can disrespect the nation, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and all of the other sovereign documents that keep this government together. He can disrespect it all he wants.
Yes.
But God forbid if I just say, shut up.
Yes.
Yeah, see, that's the problem. And, you know, there's a lot of parallels to our current day president. And it's like, I wonder what it'd be like to be a completely crazy liberal, you know, and be watching this show. And this is that, you know, how you and I, we laugh when people come to us and go, hey, what do you think of the 9/11 conspiracy that the government started the war? Yeah, I know, right? Put the foil hat on. What kind of foil, how many layers of foil do you use when you make your hat, your spin hat, you know, your foil spin hat? Because I don't understand, but now I kind of get it, where these people are watching this from their perspective, and they're like, oh, this is a complete setup. This is not how it happened. Because these are the facts. The earth is flat. Those people. And you're like, what? We've been from outer space. We look at our planet. Who said we're from outer space? Maybe that's all a fabricated lie between Microsoft, Google, and Hollywood.
Yeah.
Right? We didn't land on the moon. There's no reason to land on the moon.
Yeah. Soundstage in Hollywood.
Yeah. We had to beat the Russians, so we had to do it. And the only way we could do it was in a soundstage.
Yep. Come on.
None of this is true. The government is...
Everybody knows that.
Yeah. Like, what? This is... But these are the same people. Same people. So when they're watching this and they're like, this is not how it happened. This is a setup. This is the Republicans setting up Bill Clinton because they didn't like him. No, this is Slick Willie. He just couldn't keep it in his trousers. He's chasing every piece of tail that walks through the office. You know? And Hillary, I would have loved, like I said, been a fly on the wall when this first one, the Paula Jones, would have came up. Because, you know, she's in there. She's like, you stupid idiot. This was all over Little Rock, and now you bring this to D.C.? What is wrong with you? So, I was thinking last night, I said, you know, if Hillary wants to be president of the United States in 2020, after the show, if she divorces Bill Clinton right now and comes on national TV and says, you know what, I was used, he was this, he was exactly this, and separate himself from this and play the victim card?
Come on.
If she played the victim card.
Come on.
She would.
No, come on. You don't believe that.
I do. Actually, I don't, but I want her to be listening and then take my advice. So thank you, Mac.
And then you could hear, like, her on a book tour say, you know, I got this really great advice from a guy that, like, I know is, like, he's the gunner.
Political advisor?
Yeah, he's a political advisor. Oh, man. And, yeah, and so...
But it's crazy, dude. Right now, in the thing, Monica Lewinsky had just been confronted. Linda Tripp, she confided in. And so Linda went to the feds because she wanted immunity. She's smart. Linda's smart. You know? Linda, you don't want to be the last one to the feds because there's no more immunity cards laying around.
No, you know what? You know what? That's some pretty good life advice.
Yeah.
If you're going to go to the feds,
don't be the last one.
Yeah. Do not be the last one, because if you're the last one, you know, you, no bueno, man. No bueno.
You better go early, because if you, you know, like I said, they, you got to make sure that they still have some of those.
That's always good advice. Late is not late in most things. For instance, if you're going to fall out, don't fall out late. Fall out early. Like, why do all the work and then fall out late?
Right.
Right? Like, if you're going to go.
Late just sucks than anything.
It's stupid.
If you're going to go quit your job, walk in and quit. Don't quit the end of the day. Because then they get a free day from you.
Yeah. Don't do that. So, yeah, but especially when it, relative to immunity, man, you need to bear down on that stuff.
Yeah, so Tripp did, Monica didn't, and then Monica, that they showed the FBI guys and the special prosecutors from the Star Independent Counsel.
Yeah.
And they're talking to these guys, and they're like, yeah, Monica came in, she's shaking, she goes through these fits of rage, anger, hysterical crying. You know, here's a 24-year-old that two FBI agents show up and take her to a hotel room in Pentagon City and start questioning her. And she plays the, well, I want a lawyer. Mm-mm. You know, and it's like, what? You know, listen, if you play the lawyer card right now, and they kind of, but, you know, it's the feds. If you play the lawyer card right now, if you lawyer up, here's what's going to happen. You're going to jail for a long time. Because she did. She could have went to jail for an extremely long time for obstruction, witness tampering, conspiracy. There's a lot of stuff she was doing, man. I mean, she was on tape to Linda Tripp telling her how to lie on the affidavit for the Paula Jones case for the president. Hello. Hello. And again,
somebody else just got caught doing that, didn't they? Why is that jogging?
Yeah, but Linda's got a case of these things. And the feds tell her, hey, listen, it's illegal in Maryland to record someone's voice without their knowledge. But we're going to grant you immunity because we want these tapes. Right?
Right.
So, yeah. Perfect, man. I mean, so then they're at this point, and then Monica Lewinsky is still in love with Bill Clinton. She thinks that there's a relationship.
There is. Don't be so callous.
I know. I'm not a girl.
Yeah. Like, what would you know about feelings?
I don't have any. That's
I know. I was going to say. Huh. Like, the next time you have one, we'll start to chart it.
What's the problem with women? What? Is women think that sometimes the relationship is like love.
They've been told that, Mike.
That relationship is a physical connection. It's like shaking a hand. Didn't mean anything. And women hear that from you and you're like, God, that's like horrible. That's men. I'm sorry. I was born into this body. I didn't get to choose. I'm glad I did get born into this body. But this is just the way guys are. You know, and guys that tell you they're not, oh, I'm lovey, caring, they're bullshit. You just try and get in there.
What?
No.
Why are you like outing everybody?
Because I'm getting immunity. I'm the first one. I'm going for immunity.
You're outing everybody. You're like, and just because you're pissed at Bill Clinton, you're outing everybody else. That ain't right.
Yeah, it is.
It's not. Trust me.
Okay.
Trust me. So I don't even need to watch the series because you give me a pretty good update every day.
No, you gotta watch it. It's pretty.
Okay, give me two things you learned from the series last night that would say these are things I didn't know. And Mike's for people that listen, I mean, he's well read. Right? He pays attention to current events. So it's not like he's not paying attention like some of our friends would go, what? I didn't know that.
What I did learn was I believed, I held on to this, the principal belief that no one was above the law. That no one is above the law. I mean, if you break the law, and I get it that there are, you, that you got money or you got clout, you got this, you can kind of circumvent it, but eventually it's going to catch up to you and you can delay it, you can do these type of things, but, you know, important people have gone to jail.
True.
Right?
Eventually.
And important people have out, you know, gone around and not gone to jail.
Correct.
But what I learned was this, was when you're in those type of positions, you can do anything and not go to jail. You can break federal law, felony, like felony stuff. Like, there was no chance. I mean, you could walk in and go, hey, I'm Mike Musselman. And they'd be like, what? Click, click, gavel, and you're in prison. You know, but these guys, so well connected and around the law and how bad it really is. It's the roots of this political, government that we have is so corrupt. When you pull this tree out, you're going to pull out company, you know, like private sector companies. Like, what are you doing hanging on to this? What are you, what? How are you involved in this? And they're like, oh, you know, I don't know. Revlon. I mean, those guys. See, I mean, it's like how bad the corruption and the intertwine of the levels of it. You know, it's like, I need this. I got a buddy who knows a buddy who knows a buddy that's going to take care of this. Or grease the skids. Or, you know, it's like, what the hell is going on? How blatant they do it. That's what I learned. Like, how sickening. I thought it was cesspool, like falling into a cesspool, a septic tank, you know? But
okay,
no, it's
so that's a pretty obvious that everybody doesn't go to jail and the rules don't apply to everybody.
No, okay, so I think I see it now in more clarity.
Oh.
Meaning that there is, okay, when I say this,
yes,
I'm part of, I get this, but there is no hope for America.
And we're now just, we're coming to,
we are we're coming well past the point of hope. It's gone. There is no hope. We are on the down, we're not even sliding downhill, we're up a fucking cliff. We're free falling.
Whoa, like Tom Petty?
Yeah, we're free falling. No, I mean, you know, they say, oh, we're sliding on the back slope. No, no, there is no slope. We went off a cliff. We're just waiting for the ground to impact with us because it's so bad. And nobody's really, no party is, you know, is better than the other. Well, that's not true. I mean, there are one. I still believe that conservatism is.
Right. It's the appropriate political philosophy. But your point, and I think it's the one that when people don't make it, it's the one I hate. Oh, you think a different set of standards apply to them that don't apply to you? Then you're stupid. You're straight up stupid if you don't think it's the same fucking game that both sides play.
Both sides do play it, but and that's the problem with it. And then one of them's on my, you know, basically on in my party view, but they don't practice that. Not all of them. There's a lot of them that do. There's some really good. There's some people that are up there that do good things. I don't know if it's all they do is do good things because for what I've seen so far is every single one of them is just, you know, as bad as the others.
No, I'm with you, but it's the same system, and that's why Mike and I have had these discussions about, hey, and I remember I was on this, and I still believe it ought to be done, but I had this epiphany like, look, most of the people that go to Washington, D.C. are underneath the bell curve. But they can't work together because there's this line down the middle of them. And so that empowers the wackos in the small edges of the bell curve. So you got to do what they want to do. When if we just peeled off that line and there were no Democrats or Republicans, you either ran as kind of a moderate or a conservative or an ultra-conservative, right? And the moderates would form the majority, and they would do most of the heavy lifting and moving of the government. And things would get done, right? So get political parties out of the way. Well, the federal government will finance primaries. We'll have candidates that run. They don't owe anybody to anything. Everybody gets the same amount. You go to Washington, you work for the people. And then there's term limits, and at some point you go home. And so I was going off on hating, right, the party system because it gives a shit. And we're going to see it in motion now. We're going to have a democratically controlled House and a Republican controlled.
So
the market's like it because nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen, which, you know, democracy, yeah. Right? The worst form of government save all others, according to Winston Churchill.
What I'm hoping is I don't have a discussion with a liberal friend of mine about this because I don't know. I mean,
why? Like, but your position's a fairly enlightened position that look, it's not one side doesn't own this. It is both sides that do this. And
right.
So, you know, the justice that didn't apply to Richard Nixon, you know, does it apply to somebody else? And if you're telling me that as you watch this,
this is nothing
nauseating.
Like Watergate. I mean, Nixon taped people. Big deal. Big freaking deal. Are you serious?
Well, but what he did was he perjured himself, right?
Okay.
So the lie is always so. Yeah, he participated in the cover up.
Yeah. I mean, president was the last president that didn't perjure himself?
Oh, now we're going
Andrew
there.
Jackson.
Hmm.
I mean, because, we were talking about before was, you know, FDR, Eisenhower, you know, he had a girlfriend. Right? So, you get into that position of that, and if what they're trying to grasp is, I'm this person, I'm like this good, but I can flaw, here's my one moral flaw. They're like, what? If you have, it's like, this is the Hoover Dam, but you know what? That side over there, that big crack that's leaking water, don't worry about that. But look how beautiful how the rest of it's holding water.
I know.
Right?
Yeah. That's called...
That's what we do.
Don't piss down my back and tell me it's raining.
Yeah, that's what we do.
But we do it all the time.
What's that big sliver crack right there? Don't look at that. That's the only crack in the dam, though. But look at how beautiful the rest of the dam is. But if we don't address that crack, the whole dam is... No. Don't worry about it. Right? I get this whole, we are not perfect. I understand that. I mean, shit, I understand that more than anybody.
So one of the things you learned is the rules don't apply to everybody. And the higher you go, probably the less they apply.
There are no rules.
Okay. All right. The first rule is sustain power at all costs. And then the rules beyond that are refer to rule one in all other cases, right? Okay, so what's
doubt, rule one?
What's the next thing you learned?
Just how divided, even back then, that our political beliefs are.
You mean our political philosophies are divided?
Yeah. He was impeached by the House.
Yes.
The second president ever to be impeached by the House.
Correct.
And you know, Nixon was never impeached, by the way.
Right. He
resigned.
He resigned. Right. They took the vote,
and he still wasn't impeached.
Right.
but he resigned. He was not impeached. The two presidents that were impeached were Jackson and Clinton.
Jackson or Johnson?
Jackson, right?
I thought it was Andrew Johnson.
Was it Johnson or Jackson?
I thought it was Andrew Johnson after the Civil War.
Oh, yes.
I thought it was him. I don't think. How many presidents have been impeached? Clinton and... It's a short list of impeached presidents. Oh, this gives us... Come on. We're only looking for Americans, not the rest of the world. Like, what the hell? Who would care about a list of impeached presidents of the United States?
Andrew Johnson and Bill Clinton are the only two presidents.
There you go.
Successfully impeached by the House of Representatives. And both were later acquitted by the Senate.
Acquitted. Is found not guilty and acquitted? Is that the same thing?
No. Being acquitted means that either A, they didn't have enough evidence. And in this case, to be impeached in the Senate, you have to have 3/4 majority. And that's what they didn't get. So that's why he's acquitted.
Now the bar in the Senate is high.
Yeah. And rightfully so. I mean, I understand that.
Right.
But when you look at these people voted just based on party, not beliefs, not like, you know what, he did this. This is not one of those. Okay, let's think about this. No. He did this. He freaking lied to the country. Remember, we played this video.
Right.
Read my lips. You know?
No new taxes. No, that's a different.
Yeah, no new taxes. No, that's the wrong guy. But no, it's just, you know, hear me. You know, and when he plays that, is I did not have sex with this woman, and then all of a sudden, all right, well, I didn't know you were asking about that. I didn't know that sex. I didn't know.
Yeah, that's the icky stuff is when he goes down that road
so you get caught in a lie. You're perjured, right?
Yeah, but what's amazing to him, what's amazing
you
about
and
that,
I,
Mike? What's amazing? What's
if we perjure ourselves in a court of law, we go to jail. There's no, well, let me explain myself, Judge. I thought you said how. I thought you said he. No. It doesn't work that way.
Are you sure? It worked for Bill Clinton. It works for, you know, Pete Rose has been playing that game forever, right? Pete Rose, not a politician, but he stands up in front of God and everybody and says, I didn't do that. I don't know what the commissioner's talking about. I mean, and you're sitting there going, wow.
But, you see, the commissioner's not a lawful body.
I agree, but that's the way the game is played. Admit nothing, deny everything, and make counter accusations. Not only did I not lie, but Ken Starr, you know, blah, 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 blah.
That's what they turn it to.
Right.
But
and
Ken
then,
Starr went outside of his boundaries, right? And he started going down this. Okay, so let's fast forward to today. We have a president, a sitting president,
yes,
who has an independent counsel looking into collusion. So back then it was Whitewater. Now we have Russian collusion. They haven't found any Russian collusion.
Correct.
So where do they go? They're going outside of the scope of the investigation.
Correct.
Same argument the Democrats had last time for hanging Kent Starr or firing Kent Starr. Now it's on the shoes on their foot.
Right.
Instead of saying, being a responsible individual and saying, you know what, this happened with Clinton, it needs to stop with this president. If they haven't found what we've initially set this up for, then abolish it. But no, party. And see, this is where, this is worse than the South, the North and the South in the 1800s.
Whoa.
Because at least they had the guts to pull up arms and go and fight each other.
No, I just think, Mike, this is the way it's all, and again, you and I have this conversation. Is this something new, or is this the way it's always been, and we're just looking at it now? This is the way I think.
It's the way it's always been, but yeah. It's becoming more and more to the surface.
Well, and I agree, because it's, you know, there's more scrutiny now, and it winds up on where,
so, So I changed my mind.
Whoop. What?
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. That was the one epiphany. I asked you for two things that you had learned from this thing that you did not know.
The other thing that I learned was the fact that no matter what we do or what, it's never going to get better. All it's going to do is get worse. We are past the mark. We cannot call this back. It's gone. Yeah, there's no coming back from this.
That's one I don't like.
This is the death spiral. We are living the death spiral of the United States. We are in the last throes of a great civilization. We are part of that last part of
a great society.
The Roman Empire.
So this is how you built the logical construct around extermination needs to come sooner.
Yeah, I changed my mind on extermination. Well, I pray for that every day.
Right.
I really do.
Right.
I want to go out with, we were the best.
Oh, so you went sooner.
Yeah. I want to still see it. I want it to happen in my lifetime.
Oh, you don't want to be, pushing up a tombstone when it happens?
When it hits, yeah.
Come on. Your skeleton come out. Well, I told everybody.
So my new thing is, let's go to the island.
So wait a minute. We'll get to the island in a second. So why do you? So is the series well done?
The series is well done.
Okay.
It's got Monica in it. It's got all the players in it except for Bill and Hillary. No. But here's my new line. Here's my new take on what it's going to do to fix this. Right? And this is pretty drastic.
Uh-oh.
It's pretty crazy, man.
You said it wasn't fixable, though.
It is fixable, but this is drastic. Like, drastic measures. Drastic times, drastic measures.
Drastic measures.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, so if you draw a line from Idaho, where Idaho touched the Canadian border between Montana and Idaho, and draw that line all the way down, Idaho goes into Utah, and then go to the right, Utah goes straight down into Four Corners, and then cut out Arizona, and then go back to California, and then go all the way back up to Washington. So you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 states.
Okay.
We cut that out, and then just cut that out, and that's no longer the United States. And we move all of the people, the liberals, to those are your states that you can live in.
I didn't know you were going to go stupid on me.
No, that's not stupid.
Let me just tell you, you've already contradicted yourself because 10 or 15 minutes ago you said it's the way the game gets played on both sides.
This is the right side, though. I'm speaking from the correct.
If you believe in what you said previously, then you're still going to have the same system. You're just
No. You can't. This is no longer. Call it whatever you want. Those guys, they go. You leave. Leave.
It's just the system. It's somebody else steps into the role and plays the role because it's the system. It's not the people. The people are just, he's the next guy in the starring role. Right? Get rid of him. The whole system's going to change. Right? Wrong.
It's belief systems.
No, you're wrong. I'm surprised that your solution would be that flawed.
No, it's not flawed. Oh. You don't know. We got to try it first.
No, we don't.
All right, let's give it a one-year test run.
We don't.
Yeah. We don't know. It's not going to work. We got to try. There is no other way, then. We just live with it.
Yeah, that's the scary part. I asked that. I asked a good friend of ours who's chief of staff at the White House, John Kelly. I said, hey, you get to see everything.
There's no way to fix it.
Do you have hope? And he says, Mac, he said, I would just tell you that I share your concern. And I know what's true and what's not, and the amount of stuff that the public consumes that has no basis in reality is scary. None of it seems to matter, and I don't know what changes that. I don't know what changes that. And so you have this evil concoction of the media. And you know, the president said some interesting stuff. He got interviewed by Chris Wallace. I don't know if you watched that, but, you know, it's like, why is your tone the way it is or something like that? And he says, look, if I don't fight back, they write the narrative? Do you know who they are? Is there any doubt among Americans that our media is overwhelmingly liberal? Mm-hmm. All you've had to do is watch it since he got elected. It's hysterically liberal, with the exception of a small, you know, I'd say a small slice of it. Fox News and then I'd say some other, which I don't even read, you know, conservative websites. But if you don't push back, if you cede to them, like these things are fact, then what happens?
They write everything.
They write everything, and it's not like they have reporters and they're disciplined. They're not. You had Bob Woodward, after the president and the White House banned Jim Acosta, say, hey, look, first of all, anybody who's watched this has seen that our reporters are now a joke. They need to report better. They need to do their job better. They need to be reporters, not columnists and editorialists. You know, and I think he said something akin to, Acosta wanted to debate the president of the United States in his role as a reporter during a press conference. It's like, it's crazy. But who got attacked? President of the United States got attacked. Right. White House got attacked. Yeah. So,
because who runs the media?
The liberals do. So,
and they will never get the fair shake. Whatever happened to Scientific Atlantic? Or what was that?
No, it's just, but again, Mike and I talked about, again, where is Tim Russert was awesome because he was a straight down the middle guy and he would call both sides on it. McNeil Lear were awesome. They would have, you know, articulate discussions about issues and not have to do the stupid drill. And we've lost that. And to the detriment of our country, And so, and normally,
yeah, we watched, you know, one of the best guys we had was Limbaugh.
No, he was horrible. Are you kidding me?
No, he wasn't.
He's the village idiot.
In the 80s, God. He turned into one.
Thank you.
But in the 80s, he was the voice.
No, when he first started, he was the first conservative broadcaster in the country.
Yeah.
I think that's right. The, you know, when he first showed up and you heard him, you're like, holy smokes, you never hear that perspective, and you didn't.
Right. He got you thinking. But he started that way.
I agree. But then he's turned into.
So they turned into the foil hat.
Right. The truth doesn't matter. It's just the talking points. And I think when you go down that road where the truth doesn't matter, then you become part of the problem and you cease to be part of the solution. You know.
Right. And so when he started, if you would have stayed the course, that's what it affects both sides. And this is what my point is, you know, we need a person like when Rush first started talking about that, you know, like Tommy Lauren, she still maintains the moral high ground.
I don't, Mike, she's an idiot, I think.
No, don't say that.
Jeez, come on. Trying to do is make a name for herself and make money wearing the tinfoil hat.
Oh, no. I haven't heard her recently.
Don't waste your time. But that's the shtick. That is the shtick, okay? Right? It is get the blowtorch out. It is the most shrill. It's the hottest. That's how you get paid in this business. If you're measured, if you're reasonable, right? If you listen, you're going nowhere. You'll get canceled. As quick as somebody with just a horrible personality who simply can't do it. You'll be on the ash heap with them. Yeah, you don't understand. That's not what we're looking for. You need to get the blowtorch out, okay? You need to blow it up. That's what we're looking for. Well, okay, what about if we're interested in the truth? No. You don't get it, man. You don't get our financial model, okay? This is our audience. We feed them red meat on a nightly basis. I need you to do crazy. I need you to do shrill. I need you to get the blowtorch out. Do I have to sell my soul? You might. You might. How about $2.7 million? Would you sell it for that on an annual basis? Yeah, no problem. And that's...
No. See, I couldn't do that.
Yeah, I agree with you. And that's what you... But that's what you get. That's what you get. That's why there is no Tim Russert. You know, so it's like... So the people that produce the news, you know, we're sitting in there and you and I are having a conversation. Hey, Mike, we need to find a guy like Tim Russert. And you're kind of my accountant guy, you know, ratings guy. And you're like, yeah, not where. Show me in this ratings matrix, Mac, where you think he fits and where we draw money. He's a down the road guy. This guy gets this. This guy gets this. This guy who's kind of like Russert, he only gets this. It's a loser, man. Mm-hmm. I know, but it's focused on the truth. And do you think we could build it into something? No, this guy's been on for 2 years. He hasn't built shit. These guys are growing. These guys are growing. Here's what they do. Here's what they do. You want to go backwards in time, right? We can try it. It'll get canceled, and, you know, he'll go away.
Yeah.
And that's what's distressing.
And you know Tommy Lauren is a Marine Corps brat, right?
It doesn't matter, man. The truth's important, and to me, she's not about the truth. She's a tin hat. She's a tin hat person.
I'm going to get her on now.
Go ahead. Perhaps the element of the documentary that works best is the inclusion of Lewinsky and Clinton harassment accuser Paula Jones on camera. It's a moving choice as both women are at times visibly overcome while recounting their experiences. It's worth noting that Lewinsky has for years written elegantly and wretchingly about her time in the national spotlight. Indeed, her Vanity Fair column about deciding to appear in the Clinton affair may be more revealing and thought-provoking than her narration of her experience in the documentary. But it's an experience worth having documented here. If the Clinton affair, not as Lewinsky pointed out in her column, the Lewinsky scandal for once, was a culture war, it was one in which all the munitions were pointed at one individual and not the one who was the president. Depicted having come through the experience with insight and clear-eyed ability to tell her story, Lewinsky's presence makes a statement. So too does the absence of Clinton for anyone able to explain why he did what he did. And so I was looking for a review of
a fair review.
Yeah. And this is from the Daily Variety, which is a Hollywood publication, the industry publication of things entertainment. The final paragraph says this: the events of the 90s have of late become the stuff of historical drama for the first time, with fictionalizations of the Anita Hill hearings, the trial of O.J. Simpson, the crimes of Andrew Cunanan, and Tonya Harding scandal on the small and big screen. Those works executed with varying degrees of success have the power to invent and marshal emotional truths in service of a grand argument. The Clinton affair gives viewers less in the way of overarching ideas to chew on, but it does generate a sense that Clinton is being evaluated, not by the blogosphere, but by as exhaustively curious a lens as could exist, and coming up badly wanting. As such, it breaks through its format and feels like a staid work of recitation, more like a staid work of recitation than a turning point. Interesting that they call Clinton out and all that. So, because, again, the Daily Variety, right, that's a Hollywood event, and the Clintons are Hollywood.
I mean, in the 1990s, I mean, you said when Paula Jones came out, she was attacked.
Oh.
Which, if that happened today, if someone came out and said, President Trump
did this to me, but she already did,
and you attacked that girl, you know what? The media would have a field day with you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, there's no place on the earth you could hide.
Well, now the pendulum is so far to the other side, right?
Yeah, it just takes an allegation and you go to jail. Yeah,
it takes the allegation, and at some point it has to swing back, at least, that there has to. And we saw that in the Brett Kavanaugh hearings. And now it's come full circle with Michael Avenatti, right? Michael Avenatti, who sought to deprive by bringing to the public spotlight women that had fabricated stories, right? And supposedly, he knew that they were fabricated. All he was doing it for his own personal benefit and to try to sabotage Brett Kavanaugh on a national stage. What is he asking for? Hey, as due process takes its course. Right. What?
Yeah, unverified video comes out. He's still like,
did that dude just say due process? Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. But that, so again, I guess my concern is on a daily basis, the truth doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. All that matters, I mean, for instance, in the Georgia election, right, the laws governing elections in the state of Georgia are passed by the Georgia legislature. Yet you had the Democratic candidate who lost refusing to say that the Republican candidate who won was a legitimate victor, that he had systematically excluded people as the Secretary of State, right, of the state of Georgia. And so, wait a minute, he doesn't make the laws, though. It's not like he's the emperor of elections in the state of Georgia. And so you look for the truth. So what's the truth? And the truth is, she's bullshit. But will anybody say that to her? No. Why? Well, she's a woman, and she's a woman of color.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So we're not going to go there. And you had, I can't remember, Jake Tapper or somebody on CNN over the weekend saying, why won't you say he's the legitimate elected governor of the state of Georgia? No, he's a legally elected governor. He got, you know, but I will never, you know, and you're like, oh, my God.
No, he's called what they call the governor.
Yeah, he is. But yeah.
When you win, he's not they legitimate. Call you the title.
He's not legitimate, right? He's legal, but not legitimate.
Right.
And it's just, you see this shit. But again, my point is this. So what's the truth? The truth is he doesn't make the laws. The truth is the legislature in the state of Georgia made the laws. The governor signed the laws. The Secretary of State implements them through election officials. But now he's being painted. Well, where are the people that are supposed to report the truth and ask truthful questions?
They don't exist.
And, yeah, exactly. And that to me is a horrible, horrible thing for the country.
And some of these freshmen that are coming in, the congressional freshmen that just came in, the one that came on like our Instagram and she's talking about being a socialist and this is now the way it is and it's like, oh.
Yeah. Start asking hard questions about how you pay for it. Right?
Well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
If the truth matters, it does. But
that's why I said it doesn't matter.
I'll give you another example. General Dunford was up in Halifax over the weekend, and he got at this Halifax Security Forum, and he got asked a question about IT companies in the United States helping China. And he said, here's what I don't get. We're the good guys. You know? We're the good guys. So why isn't the American media crawling up Google's ass and saying, hey, look, if you want to crawl in bed with the Chinese, move your headquarters from San Francisco to Beijing. Go there and live with them, right?
Because Google is liberal.
But to turn your back on working with the DOD and then to work with the government of China, right, to create a search engine that accommodates all the filtering and all the blocks that the Chinese government need, right? Mm-hmm. And General Dunford's comment was, every bit of the artificial intelligence that you give the government of China goes straight to their military.
Right.
So what would we call that? Aiding and abetting an enemy of the United States?
Anytime that group of people can, thumb their nose to the government or to anything that represents the government.
Of the United States, and he says, look, the people in this audience, the free democracies of the world that are assembled here for this forum, we're the good guys. We guarantee their rights all over the world to include their intellectual property rights that the Chinese violate all the times. Yet you'll turn your back on the American Department of Defense and go get in bed with the Chinese. And so where is the American media saying, hey, you know what? That's bullshit. Where are the liberals from Google that signed that letter that said, we don't want to work with the DOD? Where are they to say, you know what? Worse than working with the DOD is helping a totalitarian government enslave 1.4 billion people in a more efficient way. So we sure as hell don't want a part of that.
You're just making a big deal of this.
No, it's the truth, man. It's the truth. And the truth doesn't matter. And
it doesn't matter, my friend.
The question is, has the truth ever mattered?
Yeah, I said the other day, I think when George Washington was still alive.
I don't know. I don't know if the truth ever mattered.
It's just disheartening. When you see it all, it's just...
We're choir boys, though. We are choir boys. We're the true believers, Mike. We're the jihadists. We signed up. We serve. We believe. You know, most people just shrug their shoulders and say, whatever, man, as long as it doesn't... screw up my trip to Bass Lake in the summer and my trip to Tahoe in the winter. You know, whatever,
well,
man. I'll pay
maybe
my taxes.
We should
I don't give a shit. Yeah, maybe. Well, you know, and you know what? Here's the sad part. This is a historical fact. You know when nations course correct? After they get their ass kicked in war. That's when they course correct. So I don't want to say that that's in our future. But I will echo something that General Dunford said. If we continue down the same path that we continued on during sequestrations, we will put the nation militarily at risk. And will we do that with a split Congress next year? So you can say all that shit and nothing's going to matter. Until all of a sudden your armies get defeated and your navy gets a ship blown out of it, and all of a sudden there's airplanes landing at air facilities in the United States with delegations from other countries that are going to dictate the terms of your surrender, right. And then it'll be like, how the fuck did this happen? Well, all the cancer that grew in your country, that overwhelmed its institutions, that overwhelmed its politicians, that overwhelmed your media, you're going to pay for it now, motherfuckers. So get ready. It doesn't end well. And that is a lesson of history. Okay, that's a lesson of history, that nations don't change unless somebody imposes their will on them. And I fear for my country. So, I'm not sure how we got, Alan, to all that positive shit on Thanksgiving.
The spectrum of us is wide. The wide aperture.
The truth. No, it's the search for the truth. It's the search for the truth. And when you have people,
it shows how intelligent we are, where we can talk about anything.
Well, you know what? We've been around the world and we know up from down. And even though Mike likes to get his conservative bias in there, the concern is the truth, right or wrong, wherever the fuck it leads you, the truth.
Right.
The truth, the truth, the truth, the truth, the truth. And we can't do the truth anymore. It's all dependent on whether you agree with the party in power or disagree, and then your truth is this or your truth is that. You know?
Yeah.
Your truth isn't, you know what? We really need to do something about our southern border, right? We need to stabilize that thing. It's not fair to the citizens of Mexico, you know, what we impose on them, by our failure to be able to secure our border, and so we need to do a better job, and then we need to deal with the Dreamers, and then we need to deal with their parents, and be done with this, and move on to greater things in our country. We can't do that. It's too hard for us. It's bullshit. And you're watching it now, the shit that's going on the border. You're watching Mexicans protest. Like, what the fuck? What a shit show.
So, Yeah.
And
but it's all over the map.
Yeah, you watch, I'll tell you what, you watch, you know, cities like what, what's on the other side of El Paso, Laredo? What is Juarez?
Juarez is the Mexican city?
Yeah, the Mexican city is Juarez, right?
Yeah.
So you have Tijuana and San Diego, you have Juarez, you know, watch the shit that, I mean, and there's some bad customers in those towns. And watch
Juarez?
Yeah, watch as they begin to prey on these people that are going to come there and sit there for probably a couple months to get an interview to seek quote unquote asylum, which are going to be denied and sent back to Central America. So,
yeah, if you want to know, I can tell you some stories about Juarez.
Yeah, those are rough towns, man. Those border towns, There's a criminal element that exploits people there. That it's a business. It's like, you know.
Well, they're all like that though. I mean, Juarez is probably. I'm trying to think. Is there one worse than Juarez? I don't think so. Reynosa is Laredo. No, I would say Juarez is probably the one, from my experience, is the worst. And then the one down, I mean, by Nogales, then New Mexico or in Arizona, it's not bad, but I'm trying to think. You know, Tijuana, I think is overrated. It's more of a,
I think those elements exist in most of
them. They exist, but not like Juarez.
Juarez is uglier, certainly.
Yeah, Mexicali, Calexico.
All uglier. They're all shitholes, man.
Yeah, they're all, but... And those, man,
are, Juarez, those are business. Those are organized crime business. It's not like your local pickpocket, right, controlling that. It's,
no, dude.
Yeah, Juarez. Don Corleone.
It's a daily occurrence where freaking dead bodies are found in the river the whole time. Right. I mean, all day long.
Right.
So, I mean, Juarez was the... not so much... I don't know about now, but back in those days, Juarez, you could look out overnight and see tracer routes. it was arranged out there.
Come on.
Yeah. You could see... I'll send you a video that I think I still have it. Sitting out, looking out over there and seeing freaking tracer rounds, thinking it was a range. We're like, and if you ever seen it, Juarez at night, I don't know where they get the power from. It's like, everybody's got like 50 light bulbs in their house. The place glows.
Really?
Oh yeah. I'll have to send, let me see if I can find that video. I'll send it to you. It's not very long. Crazy shit in Juarez.
Yeah, and I just and look, that's our problem. We create that problem. And if I was the Mexican people, I'd be screaming at the United States, get your shit together, man. Control your border so we don't have to deal with this shit. And like we were talking about yesterday, 3,000 people roll into your section of the town where you have your pharmacia, where you have your five and dime store, and now all of a sudden they're shitting in front of your place or on the side. There's human waste everywhere. They're stealing your shit, right? And it's like, what the hell? And the cops look at you and like, we're trying, but we can't control this many people.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's just gross. So anyway. All right, what do you got going today? Anything exciting? Got the ham yet?
Oh, that's tomorrow. It's tomorrow. So we're talking Friday. We're not talking New Year's, but or Thanksgiving. So Friday will be the next time we talk, right? Or are you taking a day?
No, this is, come on tomorrow. And come on tomorrow for a few minutes at least. And then.
No, I can do it tomorrow.
And then, but.
We're not having lunch tomorrow.
Nothing the rest of the week.
So we're not, yeah, we're not doing lunch because it's so close to, we can do that.
Yeah, but nothing on Thursday or Friday here, so.
Oh, and Friday. Okay.
Yeah, so paid holidays for you.
Okay. Yeah, if you guys, if you're interested in real crime, look up Mexico. Where is Mexico crime?
No.
Let's see real crime.
Why do you keep wanting to take me to bad places? Watch Monica Lewinsky. Watch this stuff. Watch War is
Well,
crime.
Because you don't have to go to Baghdad, Iraq. You can go to War is Mexico. It's the same place.
Maybe,
seriously, dude. I'm serious.
Maybe worse. Maybe worse.
Mm, yeah, it is, without a doubt, the world's most dangerous city.
Well, I mean, look,
I guarantee you that.
There's the largest number of dead bodies, I think, outside where there's straight up combat going on in the world, happen in Mexico. I mean, you don't see too many places in the world where 100 bodies show up, you know, out of a well, you know, on a relatively regular basis, other than Mexico. Doesn't happen.
Yeah. And now they're trying to promote Juarez. It's like, come travel to Juarez. Sure, I'm on my way.
I'm on my way. Yeah, you know, even, you know, places like, the only reason that a place doesn't get touched in Mexico is because the organized, the drug cartels run them. They run the resorts.
Yeah.
They make the money. So they keep the shit away from there. I mean, and I don't know what happened in Acapulco, but Acapulco used to be off limits. It's not anymore. You see Acapulco in the news all the time. Cabo, not so much. So what do you know? You know the drug cartels own Cabo. They don't want to get near their own money. So, yeah, it's pretty sad. Pretty sad. All right, we'll all pray for the truth then. Pray at some point, short of a war, that the United States can course correct. That
pray for the meteor. That's going to be the ultimate solution. Pray for course correction.
There you have it. There you have it.
In order to do course correction, you need a rudder. And my friend, the rudder in this discussion is the moral high ground. And we don't have that anymore. We have no rudder.
The rudder left the building.
Yeah. We're going to end up on the rocks.
But the question is, do we ever have a rudder? Or is it always been like this? Because, again, we've talked about it. If you watch the movie Lincoln.
Yeah, no, you're right. I don't think we ever, like you said, if we did, it was way, 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 way back, way back. But it was shortly after that, because that's where the parties fractured. The Whig party fractured into Federalists and, all of that stuff because of the belief system.
Right. And then we got the Republican Party just before the Civil War.
Well, the Democrats are the oldest.
Yeah, but the Democrats are more. They used to be conservative, right? The South.
Well, not really, because the Republicans were anti-slavery. When they started, they were the anti-slavery.
Yeah, they were the liberals.
They didn't want.
The conservatives were all the southern states, right? They called them the Dixiecrats. I mean, they.
But what I'm saying is the party did change. The beliefs, the belief of the Republican Party has always been the same. The people have changed in it. Their beliefs have changed. So they migrate out and they call themselves now.
I think you might need to research that a little bit.
No.
I think that the Democratic Party is a party of segregation. But it was the party of working class Americans. They were strong on defense. And then the Republican Party was more of a big business party. But again, it started out, I mean, the liberal notion of the Republican Party during the Civil War was abolish slavery.
Right.
That was the liberal notion. So, anyway, maybe we should do a little bit of that. We should go down the history of the political parties and how they morphed. Because I got into a discussion with somebody and said, you don't know that the Democratic Party is the party of segregation? And they're like, you're crazy. I said,
yeah, I've had that discussion.
You don't know history. Go ahead and read it. And like 2 days later, you were right. I was stunned.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, and that's the question. The question is, and again, it's made illuminatingly clear in the movie Lincoln. The way he breaks kneecaps and twists arms and gets votes. It's an icky system.
But it's effective, and it works.
Well, Churchill's quote, right? Democracy is the worst system, save all others.
Yeah.
Right. And maybe it's supposed to be that way. I just can't. To me, the media is supposed to be concerned with the truth. And it's just, I just find it nauseating, the shit you see that comes out of the media on a daily basis.
Yeah, no, that's right. That's just got
to
go.
All right, big man.
All right, I'll talk to you.
Have a good day. I'll talk to you more. There you go, Michael Musselman, the one and only from the great state of Texas. That'll do it on a day when something's wrong with the website. So I'm going to, that's what I've got to do right now. I got to get on the website, and I've got to fix that. So I will do that. Right, my thanks to the chef for coming on. My thanks to Bob Nielsen for coming on and talking about what he's happy about. And my thanks to you for listening. So I'm off to unscrew my website. Have a great day on a Tuesday before Thanksgiving. All Marine Radio, over and...